Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. A port is a place of exchange of goods, people, and ideas. From the beginning of time, when sailors left home in pursuit of commerce and trade, ports became hubs connecting land to sea, to land, through ships and maritime connection. When we think these days of ports, we think of big harbors, New York, Shanghai, Rotterdam, Hong Kong, the locus for massive worldwide transport of raw materials and manufactured goods that are the main asset of the export-import contribution to the national, regional, and global economy. Without ports, the world simply would stand still. As a result of the geopolitical impact of these locations, ports became financial and cultural centers where the concentration of wealth drove the development of financial institutions and instruments, architecture and urban design, the arts, universities and libraries, government and diplomacy, and the many social achievements that are in the aggregate what we call civilization. There was also ensuing conflict. To deprive a nation of a port is an act of destruction. To blockade a port as a tactic of war slowly destroys the enemy from within by starvation, disease, political disruption, and social chaos. In the early millennia of world history, the tiny port of Gaza on the eastern end of the Mediterranean in what is now Palestine played an enormous role in the trading of spice from east to west, the Spice Road, by which herbs, incense, weavings, glass, and foodstuffs were brought by caravan from the Arabian south and transshipped to Rome and Constantinople and other European markets. The value was fought over. Early on, the Emperor Pompey incorporated Gaza as part of the Roman Empire to assure its possession and control over the lucrative connection. In modern times, the port of Gaza continued as a minor regional center affected by the constant political and economic vicissitudes of that volatile area, then conflicted by European governments competing for acquiring and controlling certain areas to augment imperial designs and financial return. Things in the Middle East have always been in flux, a continuing area of aspiration and despair, inhibited by a challenging climate and isolation as modern transportation became global. The Suez Canal created a more efficient means for volume, transport, and the demands of Europe and the New World left the region behind. Today, Gaza is a poor city in an even poorer territory, caught in the larger Israel-Palestine conflict with Egypt marginalized. As a result, the consequent Israeli blockade of the port of Gaza controls access and limits imports of food, water, health supplies, while the residents become more desperate day by day with little hope and no political solution in sight. A March 2017 article in The Economist, however, suggests interest in Israel in a project long planned and discussed to build an artificial island 3 miles off the Gaza coast, a piece of new land to which no side can lay claim, for a modern port and airport, power and desalination plants that would enable a revival of imports, create employment, stabilize the social unrest in the region, reduce the blockade, and possibly break through the political paralysis in both Israel and Palestine that serves no one. The plan is, of course, fraught with obstacles. The $5 billion projected costs presumably could be met by investors and donor nations, financing repaid and operations underwritten by taxes and fees. The engineering is possible, and the prospect optimistic, but there is no guarantee, given the volatility of internal politics, that the project will ever get beyond a hypothetical solution for an insolvable problem. At best, the economics are marginal. But what if the investment was calculated to include the savings of avoiding another war in the region, of no further human loss and social breakdown, of renewed interaction and cooperation between the nations, a true peace dividend of compelling financial, political, and cultural return? What if, once more, a port might assert its functionality as a place of exchange of goods, people, and ideas, and serve again today as a powerful locus of resolution, reconciliation, and peace in a troubled place and a troubled time? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.